All right, everyone, it's the moment you've been waiting for. And let's make sure I'm recording it. Yeah, we are. We've got season 2 of Lust Academy. Let's get started. Here's to the end of the semester. Ahaha. Cheers. Oh, I can't believe it's the winter's break already. It seems like only yesterday I told you about the letter. Oh yes, I remember that day. Skip these memories. We're not going back through all that. Not this time. 3 days later. It's been 3 days since we arrived here. So far, Dawn and Olivia are behaving as normal. They're not showing a hint of knowing anything about our world of magic. Or at least they're playing along with it beautifully. Especially as they ask Samantha about her progress at law school. I've also been careful not to annoy them and have tried to be helpful around the house. Especially as Dawn and Olivia keep forgetting to collect their letters from the mailbox. And it's not hard for me at all. Samantha's complaining that days at home last forever and she's dying of boredom. As for me, I kind of like the carefree life. A life where collecting the mail is your chief concern. I'll sort the bills from the mail. Olivia likes to keep everything in order. Let's see what we have here. Weird. I think this letter's addressed to me, but I hardly ever get a letter. From Haley Ranger to Grim Lord. Royal Mail. Haley, how did she get my address? And why a paper letter? LOL. I'll have to ask her about this when I meet her. Anyway, it's a pleasant surprise. I wonder what she's written. Dear Grim, I hope you were wrong about how horrible your step-parents are, and you're having some fun these holidays. If you've been wondering, this is what I'm doing in my spare time. Wow, I didn't know that Haley had such sexy clothes. I love seeing her leaning over the oven in that dress. And her cupcakes look delicious. My little sister loves my cupcake recipe. I wish you were here to try them, haha. Anyway, I was thinking about you a lot, so I sent this letter. I hope to see you soon. Best wishes, Haley. Hey, what you doing? Is that a letter for you? Wow! Who sent it? What's in there? Tell me everything! Calm down, Sam. It's nothing special. Just a friendly letter from Haley. Haley? From our house? Oh, that's so sweet. You're getting really popular with the girls at Cordale, you know. Is that so? Yeah, some of the girls talk about you all the time. What? I hate you! Ashley, wasn't she doing her workout? What was that about? I don't know. Whoa, Ashley looks furious. That's weird. She's usually happy and relaxed after training. I know that look. She's outraged. Ashley, honey, you're home. What's the row about? Did something happen at the gym? Don't ask me. Ask your shitbag of a husband. Watch your tongue, young lady. That's your father you're talking about. Fuck him. Well, why do I even bother? You're always on his side. I fucking hate all of you. Go fuck yourselves. Where do you think you're going, you little brat? I've never heard Ashley swear in front of her parents, let alone swear at them. How dare you talk to me like that? Look at me when I'm talking to you. Hey! Dawn! Honey! Welcome home! Did you hear what happened? Ashley just told me to go fuck myself. She was in a rage about something. What's happened to her?
Stay calm, Olivia. She just had some stupid ideas about her future. But I've taken care of it.
What does that even mean? What have you done?
I did what was necessary. I reminded her of her duties. Don't overthink it, and don't bother me. I'm going to watch the football.
The football? Because of the way this is written, it makes me think he's going to stare at a football. But Dawn, wait! This is serious. We need to discuss what to do about her attitude.
Dawn's way of taking care of things isn't always the most empathetic. I hope he hasn't shattered the poor girl's dreams of love or something like that.
So, that was awkward.
I know, right?
What should we do when things like this happen? Pretend you're a turtle and hide in your shell. It always works for me. It's been a few hours since Ashley blew her fuse. Since then, Olivia and Dawn have been arguing in the living room.
while I've been spending time like any sane human should scrolling through memes on my phone. Hey, lazy bones.
What?
Aren't you tired of sitting there staring at your phone all day?
I don't know, maybe a little.
Why?
I'm just afraid that you're getting out of shape.
Why suddenly care about that? I just remembered a game we used to play when we were little. The one we stopped playing when you got drafted to the football team.
Wait, are you talking about Catch Me If You Can?
Wow, that brings back memories. I always used to win at that game. Because you were an athlete then.
But now, Catch Me If You Can.
Oh shit, I've got to run after her now. Those are the rules.
Wait, are you crazy?
Don't go upstairs. You're just afraid of losing, baby.
Wow, maybe taking the stairs wasn't such a bad idea after all. At least I have a good view.
You've gotten slower, Grim. Eat my dust.
Don't count your chickens before they hatch, Sam.
I'm coming after you.
No, you're not. I can run faster.
Be careful you don't trip.
Ouch!
Ah!
Oh my god.
Shit, I knew she shouldn't have run upstairs.
Samantha, darling, are you alright?
Yeah, I'm okay. Mostly.
My leg hurts. Taking the stairs wasn't the best idea.
Here, let me help you.
Thanks.
Can you walk?
I don't know, it hurts when I move.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
Ah, Jesus, it looks bad. I'll call the doctor.
No need to, really. It's just a bump.
Let the doctor judge that, honey, okay?
Dr. Johnson should be free. I'll call him.
Okay, but I'm not sitting here waiting like an idiot. I could probably get to my room then.
Where are you off?
Hold on.
Whoa! I'd almost forgotten how strong you are, Grim.
Yeah, I am.
Let's take you to your room, my queen.
Alright.
You be careful, I don't want you dropping her.
Don't worry, she's light as a feather.
Alright, let's go.
This is kind of fun. I'm always amazed at her cheerfulness.
Call me if you need anything.
Everything's fine, really. Thanks for the lift.
Alright, the doctor should be here soon. Looks like my job's done here.
I wouldn't be surprised if Olivia blamed me for what happened. The best thing for me to do now is lay low in my room and wait until she forgets about it.
2 hours later.
Forgetting something, darling?
No. Why do you ask?
Your phone. You left it on the bed.
Really? God, what would I do without you?
Hey, going somewhere?
You never listen to me, Grim.
I told you a million times our friends invited us over to that to their villa.
Must I cherish and remember everything you say, Olivia?
Mom, are you leaving already?
Yes, honey, we promised we'd be there for dinner.
I hate being late, you should know that.
How's your leg? Is it getting better?
Don't worry, I'm feeling fine now. The doctor said it'll heal up in a couple of days.
That limp, sorry, it hurts me to see you like this.
Mom, please.
Don't mom please me, Samantha.
I'd wish you'd stop playing that stupid game with Grim again.
It's dangerous.
You're not a kid anymore. You're a grown woman, so act like one.
Come on.
Mom, Dad, Effie invited me over for a sleepover. Can I go, please?
No, 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 Ash. How many times do I have to repeat myself? No sleepovers. It's time to get serious, young lady.
Like, zero. Time to get serious.
How am I supposed to have friends if I can't see any of them?
Should I wait until there's no one left?
Isn't it enough that you see Effie at school?
And I don't like her. I've told you that before. She's all into boys and relationships. You need to focus on more important things. You won't become a professional athlete with that attitude.
And what about your studies?
I'm at the top of my class. What else do you want from me?
If you're expecting a specific response to your question, then the answer is no.
You're not going anywhere.
That's it then, I'm not allowed to go?
I'm afraid so.
I hate you so much.
Watch your mouth, young lady.
Fuck you, I'm not your slave.
Baby, don't leave.
Ashley, cut her some slack, Dawn. She's having a hard time, it'll be okay.
Cut her some slack? Are you kidding me?
I'm doing what's best for her.
Okay, look at the time, Dawn. We have to go.
Sam, keep an eye on Ashley, please.
I know we're hard on her, and we only want what's best for her. Someday she'll understand. I'm not here to judge, Mom. Have a nice trip. Poor Ashley. I think she needs a little cheering up. We'll throw a party, just the three of us. We'll stay up, have a good time, and maybe watch a movie or something. Or should we just leave her alone and give her some space? We can help her take her mind off things. Don't you think that's a good idea? Come on, Grim. We're family. We have to stick together. All right, fine. Ashley, may we come in? Guys, I'm not really in the mood right now. Grim and I are gonna watch a movie. You wanna join us? Slumber party! Woo! Well, You can't be sad forever, Ash. Come on. You need to try and unwind a little. Come on, come on, come on. And what movie are you gonna watch? Some romantic comedy, maybe? I don't know. I'm not very keen on those kinds of movies. What do you suggest, then? We're open to any ideas, hee-hee. How about a horror movie, Yeah, why not? Let's see what we have here. The Cursed Tower. What do you think? Sure, why not? Ugh. So realistic, it's giving me shivers. You've been on your phone this whole time, Ashley. Aren't you interested at all? No, it's just, I don't really like it. Yeah. Guys, are you serious? It's not the end of the world, right? We could do something else, you know. We can make hot cocoa. I have a special recipe. Sounds perfect. I know you like hot cocoa, hee-hee, but we don't have marshmallows, and hot chocolate isn't the same without them. It's not a problem. The grocery store isn't far from here. Can you go to the store and get some? Can you... I'll boil the milk. Damn. Sure. I have an idea. Ash, would you like to go with me? Yeah, sure. I don't really care. Great, Sam. I hope you don't get lonely, hee-hee. It's so nice outside. I'm happy to be back home, even though I haven't had the best luck here. It's not so bad. It's hard for me to understand. I hate this place so much. What? Why? Do you have any idea how stifled and contained I feel here? Meatloaf? Corned beef? More than anything, I want to leave and never come back. What about your parents? My parents, do you even need to ask? They make me feel miserable. It's that awful? Don is a crazy tyrant and Mom just enables him. They want to control everything in my life. I can't see my friends, I can't hang out with boys. It's like the only things I can do are train at the gym and prepare for my classes. If it were up to Don, I would spend all my time doing sports and nothing else. I thought you really liked sports. Yeah, but I'm burnt out. Don expects too much of me. He sees me as this champion who selflessly devotes her life to the sport. There's one thing I know for sure. I refuse to live my life that way. Have you tried explaining that to Don? He wants to be told only what he wants to hear. It's impossible to have a normal conversation with him. Yep, that's the problem. It's impossible to communicate with Don. He refuses to listen. Things have been difficult between us as well since I almost got kicked out of the house. What an asshole. Attention, attention. We have a special delivery of marshmallows for Samantha Rose. Sam, you hear? Samantha, where do you think she went off to? I have exactly one idea, and there she is. Samantha must be exhausted. We shouldn't wake her up. She's sleeping so peacefully. Sure, sure. Let's have a cup of hot chocolate. We bought marshmallows after all. We could even go outside and watch the stars. It's pretty romantic. Maybe even a little too romantic. There's no such thing as too romantic. Come on, it's a lovely night. I don't know about you. I wouldn't want to miss it. Well, all right, let's go. It's good to see you smiling again. You can take the credit for that, Grim. Hee hee hee. I think you're exaggerating a bit there. The aroma's just amazing. It's so good. And these melting marshmallows. Probably the best thing that's happened to me all day. That's a pretty big statement. I feel sorry for Sam now. It's so sad that she's sleeping while we're... Don't worry, this isn't our last evening together. We'll see. It's getting late already. Thank you for tonight, Grim. Sweet dreams. Huh. I never imagined that I'd hang out with Ash like this. Good sprouts out from the bad. Life's full of surprises. Alright, I think it's time for bed, too. I can barely keep my eyes open. Next morning. I haven't slept like that in forever. It felt so great. And I'm so hungry. Maybe Sam and I can have breakfast together. Wait, something's wrong. Why is she looking so sad? Is her leg still hurting? Good morning, Samantha. Hey. Hey, I was going to say rise and shine, but it appears somebody already has. How's your leg, Sam? Is it any better? It's not any better or any worse. I don't know. Maybe I should go see the doctor or something. I'm getting a bit worried. Anyway, let's not start the day worrying about that. Tell me, what are you up to today? I haven't got a plan yet. Do you have something in mind? Am I that obvious? I'm going to bake a berry cake for our after dinner later. Let's try that one again, guys. I'm going to bake a berry cake for after our dinner later. Your famous berry cake? Famous is a bit of an exaggeration, but I just thought maybe we could bake together. What do you think? Yes, I mean, of course, I'd be happy to help you. Yay, great. Can you wait till I've had my breakfast? Sure, I'll be right there. I guess we have all the ingredients. A cookbook? Don't you know the recipe? It's been a while since I made one, so I'd better check it again. So we need a big bowl. Can you get one from the left drawer? Yeah, sure. No problem. Great, then start mixing the cream, sugar, and butter together. You make it sound so easy. It's really not that difficult, Grim. I'll do the tricky part myself. I'm just kidding, Sam. By the way, do we need any nuts? Yup. Although I didn't add them last time, and it still tasted good. You're doing great. This is the secret to no lumps. All you have to do is... You're driving me crazy on purpose, right? How dare you speak to me like that? I'm your father. What's going on? What kind of father are you? Fathers love their children. You won't even let me go to my prom. Listen to yourself. You sound crazy. You don't make the rules, Ash. I do. And you better watch your mouth if you know what's good for you. Don't threaten me. I'll only have one prom. Don't you even care about what this means to me? I don't understand why you're trying to stop me going. You do realize that your competition is at the same time as your prom. And it's really important. Much more important than a silly prom. You have to win it, whatever it takes. I don't owe you anything. Have you lost your mind? Who the hell do you think you are? You are a nobody without me. How can you... Shut up. I'm in charge here. As long as you're financially dependent on me, you'll do what I tell you. Whether you like it or not. Look at me when I'm talking to you. I'll teach you some manners. And give me your phone now. You aren't going to see that again. Are you kidding me? What do you expect, even? I'm not a little girl anymore. I'm not going to take this lying down. As long as you live under my roof, I hate you and your fucking roof. And I won't stay here any longer. You aren't going anywhere, understand? Close that fucking door. Go up to your room, now. Jerk! How dare you, bitch! Is it always a madhouse here? Dad! Stay out of it, Sam. Jesus Christ. Does any of that make sense to you, Sam? I'm as shocked as you are, Grim. And my ears are still ringing. Ugh. Wait, Dawn won't let Ash go to her prom? Yeah, I guess so. That's too much, even for him. And why doesn't Olivia do anything about it? This is so weird. Anyway, let's get back to the cake. Phew. There's nothing we can do to help her right now. Wow, Sam, it looks so good. Great job. I don't think I could have made it without you, that's for sure. Thank you. Do you think Olivia will like it? Only a blind person wouldn't see how amazing your cake looks. And I'm sure it tastes even better. You are too kind, Grim. I'm just trying to think of anything else we could make for the family dinner. Any ideas? There's one thing. We can make chicken cordon bleu. Wow, I'll show you the recipe.
I feel so relaxed. I just closed my eyes and I fell asleep. Hardly surprising when Samantha's running her fingers through my hair so gently. Sublime, though I'm still a little dizzy. It's probably because I overslept this morning. I never thought I'd say this, but I'm getting tired of doing nothing. I just need something to keep my mind occupied. Let me think. I could read my new History of Magic book. I'm sure that Haley has already read it cover to cover, Nah, I'm not too keen on that idea. Go for a run, maybe? There's a nice park not far from our house. Yeah, a little pick-me-up is what's needed right now. I wonder if Samantha's as bored as I am. Nah, she doesn't look bored at all. Just look at her. If you watch carefully, you'll see that she always bites her lip when she turns the page. It's even more arousing than it looks, so... That's strange, but I feel so safe when Sam's with me. Can't imagine what I'd feel like to be in this house without her. Grim, you've been sitting in the same spot for hours. Are you honestly going to sit here there all day? Dawn and Olivia are like a couple of teenagers who can't keep their hands off each other. I don't know why they're doing it right in front of us. Are they okay with that? Oh, I have a tempting offer for you, Grim. I'm all ears. Ashley and I are going shopping together. Do you want to join us? Following two girls to the mall? No thanks. It's even worse than watching TV. Sorry, Sam, I'm not really into shopping. You could really do with some new clothes. Aren't you getting tired of wearing the same things every day? Well, maybe another time. Whatever. Our taxi's here now, Samantha. Are you ready? Yep, 1 second. Taxi? The mall's not too far from here. With my busted leg, even a short walk seems like a challenge. See ya. I'm just concerned about you. You've been indoors too long. It's bad for your health, Grim. Why do I feel like you're trying to get rid of me? What? Don't talk nonsense. You're like my son, after all. Try to sound convincing, Olivia. I'm getting ready to go for a run anyway. Enjoy your jog. There's something different about her that I don't quite get. I just... Okay, whatever. It's so nice to be out in the fresh air. Especially when the weather's so good. Maybe it's time to get back into the old routine. I remember when I used to run 6 miles before school every morning. Hey, buddy, you talking to me? Come here. Come here, boy. Are you lost, pup?
Good.
Yeah, you definitely don't look like a stray dog with this collar. Want me to throw this for you? I don't know what you're saying, but it sounds like a yes. Good boy. Shit, he's smart. Where's your owner, buddy? What are you doing out here alone? Somebody's probably looking for him, right? Sometimes owners leave their number in the collar in case the dog gets lost. Let me see. Hello? Hey, who's that? I think I found your dog. What do you mean you found my dog? Your address and phone number are on his collar. Oh, crap. We bought Rudy a couple of days ago and he's not used to us yet. So he jumps out the window and runs away all the time. I'll bring your puppy right back. 25 Coosa Street, right? Yes, thank you ever so much. Luckily we're neighbors, It's just on the way back to my house. Alright, I can go for a run another time. I've got a more important mission on now. Let's go, mate. I'm so glad I'm leaving work early today, just as I promised. Not this. Is she coming here? Shit. Good evening. I'm here to buy a car. Could you help me pick one out? Yeah, I'd be happy to help you choose the perfect car. Which one do you like the most? Oh god, there are so many. I really don't know. How about that black Honda over there? I don't like black. It looks kind of gloomy. Well, do you have any preferences for color? I've always dreamed of a yellow car. Yellow? We have quite a few yellow cars, ma'am. I want to see them all. Is that okay? Is she kidding? Yeah, sure. But I have to warn you that it'll take at least an hour. Ours is the largest automotive center in the region, so... Okay, but isn't that your job? Sure, but... Fuck it. Come this way, please. Okay, this does look like the best option. Ooh, it's a nice little yellow car, ain't it? But I'm still not sure. I honestly believe this is the perfect car for you.
I'll admit that it looks good. Does it run well?
It sure does, ma'am. This model is known for its safety features and reliability.
Well, my husband will be here in 15 minutes. And he's likely to ask you to tell him everything you just told me.
That's not a problem, is it?
Of course, it's fucking not.
No problem.
Anyway, while we're waiting for him, do you have a coffee machine? Let me walk you to the elevator. 25 Coosa Street, this must be the place.
Very soon, my friend, you'll see your owner again.
I already think I can hear footsteps behind the door. You brought Rudy back! Thank you so much!
Wow, what an unexpected surprise. Two surprises, even. How is it that we live so close to each other and have never met?
When you called me and I realized that Rudy had escaped, I felt dreadful. I was supposed to look after him. Good things have good endings. Now Rudy's back with you again.
You said on the phone that you live near us?
That's right. It's only a 10-minute walk between our houses.
How lucky for me and Rudy that it was you who found him.
If you want, we can take Rudy for a walk sometime.
Rudy treats me well, too.
Wow, Rudy agrees.
You're my little runaway. In that case, take my phone number. I just called you from it.
That's right. What do I call you in the phone book?
Grim.
And my name is Arena.
Arena, I think.
So we've met, thanks to Rudy. I hope you don't lose him again. And yes, about going on a walk together, I'm dead serious. I like the idea. I'll call you when I'm ready. I look forward to hearing from you, Arena.
See you soon, Grim.
Don't get bored, Rudy, and upset your wonderful owner again.
Arena was so happy to see me bringing Rudy back home safe. She's very cute. Rudy's a naughty dog for running away from her. Dogs are amazing creatures, after all.
I wonder when Arena will call me to go for a walk with Rudy.
Well, I'll see.
Phew, I'm a little tired. Although I can't argue that getting to know Arena was quite pleasant. Right now, I just want to get home as fast as possible. And have a nice cup of lemon tea.
Wait, Samantha and Ashley might be home. We can watch a movie together and get something to eat.
Or both. This is why I like holidays.
Rose petals. Is this the right house, or...
I'm home. Hello, anyone here?
Olivia?
Dawn?
Where is everyone?
Samantha and Ashley are probably at the store, but where are Dawn and Olivia?
The petal trail leads straight upstairs.
I wonder how many roses it took to make this trail. Looks like someone put a fair amount of effort into it.
Oh man, I should have guessed. With the house being empty and all, Dawn and Olivia probably thought this was a good opportunity for a romantic evening.
That's what I call love. Even after all these years, unbelievable.
I mean, I can see why Dawn feels that way with a body as magnificent as Olivia's.
I wonder what they're doing right now.
I should be as quiet as possible.
Maybe I could sneak a peek.
What's the worst that can happen? It'd be crazy to pass up this opportunity.
Wow. Okay. So, sneaking up on your... I don't know if they're the parents or what, but oh my god. Seems like this is a good place to leave off. I don't think we're going back to the Magic Academy right away, but there's some interesting stuff going on in the real world. So we're going to get back to that on the next exciting episode of Lust Academy Season 2. So stay tuned.